Now that you've cleared out the obstacles in the way of your intention taking root, we can move on to planting the seed of intent in the more fertile ground of your subconscious. According to the popular book, The Secret, whenever you visualize, you are emitting a powerful frequency out into the universe.
Whether you believe that or not, we know that visualization works. Olympic athletes have been using it for decades to improve performance. Psychology Today reports that the brain patterns activated when a weightlifter lifts heavy weights are also similarly activated when the lifter just imagines lifting weights. This is why we ask you to create a vision board. You will see it's very powerful and simple to get your intention out to the universe in a visual form.
Your vision board should focus both on what you want in terms of your future partner and how you want to feel once you have it. What you'll need. Any kind of board. If you're new, maybe start with a cork board or poster board from the hardware store. Scissors, tape, pins, a glue stick to put your board together. If you want, fun markers, stickers, or anything else you can think of to deck out your board. We don't use that stuff, but if embellishments make you feel great, then go for it.
Important are a bunch of magazines that you can cut images and quotes from. Most importantly, the stuff you want to look at every day. Photos.
Quotes, sayings, images of places you want to go. Anything else that will inspire you. Give yourself a stress-free hour or two to put your board together. If you're a social butterfly, invite your friends over and make a party out of it.
How to do it? Set up a quiet environment in which you create the board. For example, turn your phone and TV off and put on some nice, quiet music that creates a wonderful atmosphere for you.
Light a candle to begin the process. Let the light symbolize the light of your intention guiding you through this exercise.
Then take a moment to connect with your aware self. You want to be connected to that wellspring of silence and creativity, as both of these will be important in creating the board.
When it comes to actually putting your items on the board, how you do this is entirely up to you. Some people like space in between each item, while others like the feeling of things overlapping and being connected. The proximity and layout are totally up to you.
It's good to do a rough draft. Lay everything out before you start gluing and pinning so you get an idea of where you want to place things.
We're inviting you to do two vision boards. One is for birthing your new life.
And the other for attracting your future love.
Complete your vision boards and then move on to the next track.